This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Guns.
And how we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives. Before ringing in the new year, Milwaukee remembers those lost to gun violence with a candlelight vigil. It's a 20-year tradition. There's a candle for every homicide victim in 2014, over 80 gun deaths.
My name is Reverend Leondis Fuller.
Reverend Leondis Fuller addresses the crowd at Tabernacle Baptist Church. In a 9-year period, all three of his sons were shot and killed just blocks from their home.
If I had the power to bring my sons back, don't you think I'd do it? But since I can't, I have to do something. You don't allow your loved one to die in vain. Allow their death to get you up and allow you to move, to create a change.
Precious Lives producer Emily Foreman learned how Reverend Fuller turned his tragedy into action.
Reverend Leondis Fuller is associate minister at New Covenant Baptist Church. He is a large man, 6'4", 240 pounds. But the suit, thick bold patterned tie, matching pocket square, and fedora make him seem larger than life. He'll be the first to tell you that the clothes don't make the man. Neither does having a kid.
I went from infanthood to boyhood to teenhood / fatherhood.
He had his first son at 15.
I was a father, technically, way before I became a man.
When he reflects on his life, he sees a commonly repeated cycle.
How can you ask somebody to be a parent and they never knew a parent?
A cycle that started with his father.
My dad should have been there to help me understand what it was about to become a man.
His father was an abusive alcoholic when he was around. So Reverend Fuller looked for ways to numb the pain.
I was a chronic alcoholic for well over 20 years. I had a drug habit of $400 to $500 a day.
That was until one Father's Day in 1990.
One evening, a drug dealer and myself were standing in my hallway in the hall. My stepson, he came up to the drug dealer and asked him for $5. I said, "Boy, what's wrong with you asking that man for some money?" He said, "Dad, he has all of yours." I began to see that my children don't have anybody.
3 months of detox, and he was ready to be a dad. At that point, he had three biological sons.
Within a 9-year period, I lost all of my children within a 9-block radius. Monty got killed in 1993.
12-year-old Monty was sitting on a porch facing Northport, Washington Road.
He'd be 33 years of age right now.
A car pulled up. Someone inside fired a single bullet and hit Monty in the face.
I didn't see my son again until he was at the morgue, and I identified him as my son.
He remembers his mother's reaction the most when he arrived at the scene.
And my mom, she always showed me that she loved me, but she never told me. And she said, "You know I love you, don't you?"
Monty's death devastated his older sons.
They had some guilt trips, wondering if it was something they were better, maybe it wouldn't happen.
For instance, Reverend Fuller's second oldest, Leondis Jr., had been on a track that eventually led to prison. He spent 3 years in Prairie du Chien Correctional Facility for illegally discharging a firearm.
I was glad that he went to prison, especially if he was using a firearm and that's what got him there. I think that prison saved his life at that time.
At that time. Leondis Jr. was murdered soon after his release in 2002. Reverend Fuller remembers looking forward to his son's fresh start. He had a custodial job lined up at Miller Park. Then one day, Leondis Jr. went to hang out with his cousin.
He didn't know there was actually a hit, a mafia-style hit, out on his cousin.
They were sitting in a parked car. A man with an assault rifle riddled the car with bullets.
My son caught 7 bullets. He was conscious. He fell out the car. He told the police when they finally arrived who shot him, because they knew who shot him. It was the next door neighbor to their grandma's house.
Leondis Jr. later died at the hospital. The only child he had left was his firstborn, Lamar, the one he fathered at 15.
He was running around selling drugs and ended up being a drug addict on his own product.
An argument escalated and Lamar was shot 6 times.
That was my last biological son. And I wasn't there for his childhood as I'd like to be. I need to be there for him to go home to my father.
He delivered Lamar's eulogy. It has been over a decade since Reverend Fuller's last son passed. He's thought hard about what happened to his family and why, and always lands on one root cause.
Children want a family so bad.
It's almost like a mantra. It's what he said to himself when faced with his first son's shooter over a decade ago.
Because now, not only have I lost a son, this man has lost his 1-year-old too, because he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life. He'll never get a chance to be a dad.
Now, Reverend Fuller's stated purpose in life is family restoration. He runs a 13-week-long fatherhood program for men estranged from their kids. He works with ex-felons, former drug addicts, and just absent fathers.
I love them. You nurture them back to them feeling good about themselves.
He starts by reteaching values, like what it means to be a man, so that kids get a chance to break the cycle of gun violence, drug addiction, of abuse, whatever examples might have been passed down.
And my desire was not to allow any fathers to be cheated out of relationship with their children the way I have. And there's so many fathers, they have children, but they're not involved in their children's life. And that's the tragedy.
Each time Reverend Fuller helps to restore a family, he feels that just maybe his own sons did not die in vain.
To learn more about Reverend Fuller's 13-week fatherhood program, please visit our website, preciouslivesproject.org. Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation and the Isabel and Alfred Bader Fund. Music by Kiran V of Fresh Cut Collective.